ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता चैप्टर 8, चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड अटेनिंग द सुप्रीम, टेक्स्ट नंबर 15 एंड 16। मामुपेत्य पुनर्जन्म दुःखालयमशाश्वतम् नाप्नुवन्ति महात्मानः संसिद्धिं परमां गता। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन: आफ्टर अटेनिंग मी द ग्रेट सोल्स हू आर योगीज इन डिवोशन never return to this temporary world which is full of miseries because they have attained the highest perfection. Purport: since this temporary material world is full of the miseries of birth, old age, disease and death, naturally he who achieves the highest perfection and attains the supreme planet Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavan, does not wish to return. The supreme planet is described in Vedic literature as avyakta and akshara and paramagati. In other words, that planet is beyond our material vision and it is inexplicable, but it is the highest goal, the destination for the mahatmas, great souls. The mahatmas receive transcendental messages from the realized devotees and thus gradually develop devotional service in Krishna consciousness and become so absorbed in transcendental service that they no longer desire elevation to any of the material planets, nor do they even want to be transferred to any spiritual planet. They only want Krishna and Krishna's association and nothing else. That is the highest perfection of life. This verse specifically mentions the personalist devotees of the Supreme Lord Krishna. These devotees in Krishna consciousness achieve the highest perfection of life. In other words, they are the supreme souls. మాముపేత్య పునర్జన్మ దుఃఖాలయం అశాశ్వతం నాప్నువంతి మహాత్మాన సంసిద్ధిం పరమాం గత. సో ఇన్ టుడేస్ వర్స్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్. కృష్ణ ఈజ్ సెయింగ్ దట్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఈస్ అ ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ మిజరీ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ టెంపరవరీ. దుఃఖాలయం అశాశ్వతం. సో ఆలయం మీన్స్ ఏ ప్లేస్ ఆర్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ లైక్ రసమాలయం, దట్ మీన్స్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ రసం. సో సిమిలర్లీ దుఃఖాలయం మీన్స్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ దుఃఖ, దట్ మీన్స్ దెర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ బట్ దుఃఖ. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ సిగ్నిఫికెంట్ the sense that the creator of this material world, Lord Krishna himself, is calling this material world as a place of misery and as temporary. So like just one small like once a one man came to a psychiatrist. He said that he told to the psychiatrist that I'm completely unhappy. I'm filled with so much of stress and anxiety. And please actually give me some solution so that I can relieve myself of these anxieties. Psychiatrist said, there is a circus nearby. That circus like there is a show in which a joker comes and then he performs a lot of comedy. Uh-huh. When you go to that show, at least you will forget your anxieties. You will be, at least you will laugh for some time. That will be good for your health. Uh-huh. And the person said, actually, I am that joker. So we see that in this material world, like people are trying to be happy by different circumstances, but actually, right from the top, right from the Brahmaloka to the lowest planet, actually everyone is actually filled with unhappiness. Everyone is suffering so many miseries. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would say this material world is like a dried up well. The living entities in the material world, they are like the frogs. So when there is a dried up well, and when the people are thirsty, or in the other words, the living entities in the material world, they are looking for happiness. The frogs are looking for water. They are very much thirsty. But the dried up well cannot quench the thirst of the frogs. And not only that, frogs cannot get out of the material world also. So that is the nature of the living entities. Living entities, they are wanting happiness, but then there is no happiness available in the material world. Not only that, they cannot get out of the material world simply on their own, by doing some adjustments. One has to take to the devotional service of the Lord. But then people say that, okay, this material world, okay, there are so many problems, but then like we can try to overcome the problems. We can try to find some solution. So scientists, they are trying to find some solutions for different problems. But then like the solutions, they are not permanent. Just like suppose a kaleidoscope is there. Remember during the school days, there was an experiment, we had made the kaleidoscope. In the kaleidoscope, when you see through the kaleidoscope, you see some particular design. Then within a few seconds, when you just slightly tilt it, then completely different design comes. So similarly, in the material world, people try to find some solution for a particular problem. So then by that time, when they actually find the solution, they try to apply the solution, the problem itself changes. So that solution does not apply for the new problem. Just like people are trying to build so many flyovers in order that like traffic can be reduced. But then by the time flyover is built, so many vehicles are growing, then there is more problem. So flyover becomes crawl under. So that is the nature of. So similarly, like there was once one age reversing expert was there. This person was so much conscious of his health, he heard that if you want to maintain good health, like better not take any salt. So this person, he was completely taking a saltless diet. So because of that, he was so healthy that even at the age of 79 years, he looked like as if he was 35 years or 30 years old. So he was living such a healthy life. Then once he went to swim in the ocean, and then he was trapped inside the ocean. Then he drank so much of salty water, just by that fear of taking so much of salt. In fact, he drank so much of salty water that just by drinking so much of salty water, he died. Because his body was used to not taking salt for so many years, and suddenly he took so much of salt, then he died. So similarly, one may try to find different solution, but then nobody will be spared. Somehow you'll get some misery, and then even the healthiest person or the wealthiest person, they will go through some problem. Like the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the first chapter. First chapter is entitled "Observing the Armies in the Battlefield." So in the first chapter, when you read, Sanjaya is Duryodhana is telling about different names, different warriors on the side of Kauravas and different warriors on the side of the Pandavas. So many names were mentioned. So one may say, then first chapter there is nothing about Krishna. Krishna has not even begun his teaching. So what is the use of reading the first chapter of the Gita? After all, Duryodhana is speaking, and so many names of warriors in the battlefield they are mentioned. So there is no need to start reading the first chapter. We can directly start with the second chapter, one may think. But then even those names mentioned in the first chapter, they are very much important, because any words which are there within the Bhagavad Gita, they are actually spiritual. Just like in a salt mine, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, in a salt mine, if you enter the salt mine, whatever is there within the salt mine, everything is actually salty. Everything is actually mixed with some salt. So similarly, the first chapter, although in the Bhagavad Gita, in the first chapter, so many names of different warriors are mentioned, even all those names are spiritual because they come within Bhagavad Gita. They are connected to Krishna. So the same analogy of salt mine can be used to understand the material world. So in the salt mine, suppose if you take a rasgulla inside, if you take a tray of nice rasgullas, so when you come out, those rasgullas, they will also taste a little bit salty. So similarly, in the material world, there may be some pleasure in between. But then those pleasures will be tinged with distress. They will be tinged with different miseries. And so Krishna is actually very clearly saying this material world is a place of misery. And when a person tries to find happiness in the material world, it is like standing within the ocean and trying to dry your body with a towel. Suppose if you are within the ocean, then your body is wet, and then you are trying to dry up the body with a towel. Is it possible? No, it's not at all possible. There are so many spiritual organizations are there, but then when you go to so many people give spiritual teachings, people approach them, and then those people say, okay, you have this problem, you chant this particular mantra, or you do this particular puja, so your problem will be solved. So they are actually, such kind of people are actually cheating 100% the mass population. Because Krishna is very clearly saying that this world is a place of misery. But then these people are saying, okay, you do this problem, your problem will be solved. Then you will no longer get any problems. So they are actually cheating the people. That is why if a person does not teach this particular principle, that this material world is a miserable place, then one has to get out of this material world and one has to go back to the spiritual world, and such a person is actually cheating the general mass of people. And practically we see, almost 99% of the people, 99% of the people who are the spiritual leaders, who are so-called spiritual leaders, who are teaching spiritual knowledge to others, they are actually, they never teach this principle, that this material world is a place of misery. They basically try to make the people happy by saying that, okay, you do this particular puja, you'll get happiness. You don't have to get out of this material world. Like, even the nature of the material world is like, when you have lot of pleasures in the material world, when you have, suppose, you have lot of miseries in the material world, you have lot of miseries in your life, but then if you have one particular pleasure, but then that pleasure will be like insignificant compared to the miseries you have. But on the other hand, you may have lot of happiness, but then if you have one particular misery, one particular small pain, that pain will be so significant that you will forget all the pleasures. So this particular point is illustrated very graphically in the life of King Chitraketu. This Maharaj Chitraketu's episode comes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in which it is described, this Maharaj Chitraketu was the king of the entire planet Earth. Not just he was king of one particular small state, a small country. He was the king of the entire planet Earth. And he had a very beautiful form. And he had 10 million wives. 1 crore wives. And he was very magnanimous. He had such wonderful qualities. He had such a youthful body. And he came from a very high family. He had a very good parentage. He was wealthy and opulent. So he had everything what a person would desire in this material world. Everyone is looking for these particular things only. Beauty, opulence, power, qualities, good parentage. So Maharaj Chitraketu had all these things to the highest degree. But then Sukadev Goswami is saying, but then he is full of anxiety. His mind was filled with anxiety. That means there was nothing else in his mind. His mind was only filled with anxiety. Why? Because he did not have a son. So we can see, in the material world, although a person may have so much of pleasures, but then if he has some little bit pain, that pain will be so much, that pain will be so significant that he will forget all the pleasures that I have so much. On the other hand, if a person may have so much of pain, then even if he has some pleasure, but then that pain will be completely insignificant compared to that pain. That pleasure will be completely insignificant compared to the distress he has. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Shri Shri Gopal ji ki jai, Shri Shri Gaurnitai ki jai. So this is the nature of the material world. Like another small example, like suppose you take a sweet rice. Suppose in the sweet rice, if you mix one spoon of hot sand, in one glass of sweet rice, if you mix one spoon of hot sand, then although the glass is filled with sweet rice, that one spoon of hot sand will actually spoil the taste of the entire glass filled with sweet rice. But actually the nature of the material world is actually one glass filled with hot sand, in that you mix little bit of one spoon filled with sweet rice. That is the nature of the material world. You are actually, there is only misery is there, and in between some little bit pleasure comes. So it is actually very important to understand this principle. It is not that you want to make you afraid, oh, this world is filled with misery. But then, like, unless we get convinced that this world is a place of misery, then how will we get inspiration to get out of this material world? So it is very important to understand this world is a place of misery. It's like a simple example, like the sense gratification in the material world. So like suppose a person takes a sandwich. Like sandwich, there is an upper layer, there is a lower layer, and then the middle layer, you have a jam or some sabji or some particular item is kept. So the upper layer means, upper layers, when you bite the upper layer, a person thinks, I want the jam inside it. And then when he comes to the lower layer, when he takes the jam, then he thinks, okay, I got it. What I wanted it, I got it. And then when he bites the lower layer, he thinks, oh, I lost it. So that is the nature of the material world. So people are looking for the jam inside the sandwich. But then in order to taste the jam, you have to go through the upper layer and the lower layer. Means you are hankering for it. Once you taste it, once you taste the happiness, then you lose happiness. That means you get misery. So in the case of a sandwich, it's possible that you can just remove the upper layer and lower layer. You can just directly taste the jam. But in the material world, when you try to get happiness, it is not possible to avoid the miseries and taste only the happiness. You have to go through the misery, and then you can taste little bit happiness, and then again you have to taste misery. And then sometimes, like somebody may ask the question, like once a hippie asked Prabhupada, he said that, Srila Prabhupada, you are saying that we should not take LSD, we should not take drugs, we should not take alcohol, but then have you tasted it? So similarly, people argue that you say that this material world is a place of misery, but then have you gone to the have you traveled all over the material world? Okay, Bombay, in India, so much a problem is there. Maybe Dharavi is miserable. But then Malabar Hill is so much of opulence is there. Or if Bombay is miserable, maybe in America, there's so much of opulence is there. So maybe in America, people will be happy. I'll go to America. Or Switzerland, so much of opulence is there. Or maybe I'll go to the heavenly planet. Maybe their opulence will be there. So you have not traveled all over the material world. Then how can you say that this material world is a place of misery? At least if we experience going all over the planet, then if you say this world is a place of misery, then it makes sense. So sometimes people may argue like that. So Prabhupada said, if a living entity has rejected Krishna without knowing anything about Krishna, then there is nothing wrong in rejecting the material world without knowing everything about the material world. Understand the point? If a living entity has rejected Krishna without knowing anything about Krishna, then what is wrong in rejecting the material world without knowing, without experiencing about all places in the material world? So we reject the material world because the expert sages have rejected it, although we have not experienced everything about the material world. So this point is very nicely described by none other than Lord Brahma himself, who is the secondary creator of the whole material universe. in the 8th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Brahma is saying, Dravyam vayakarma gunan vishesham yad yoga maya vihitan vadanti yad durvibhavyam prabhudapapadam prasidatam nasam mahavibhuti. Lord Brahma is saying, all learned men say that the five elements, eternal time, fruitive activity, the three modes of material nature, and the varieties produced by these modes are all creations of yoga maya. This material world is therefore extremely difficult to understand. Lord Brahma is saying, this material world is extremely difficult to understand. But then, the next line is important. Although this material world is extremely difficult to understand, those who are highly learned have rejected this material world. So may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the controller of everything, be pleased with us. So it's very important. Prabhupada is making this same point. Many times people argue this, that you are not experienced everything about the material world. Have you gone to America? Have you gone to heavenly planets? Maybe their life is pleasurable. How can you say that like there is no pleasure, that the whole material world is filled with misery? So the material world is, first of all, it is very difficult to understand. But although one may not have experienced about all the places in the material world, but still we reject the material world because the learned sages have rejected the material world. This is the verdict of Lord Brahma. So we have to reject this material world because it is rejected by those who are learned in Vedic wisdom. Even though we cannot understand what this material world is, we should be ready to reject in accordance with the advice of the learned persons, especially the advice of Krishna. And then Prabhupada quotes this particular verse which we are reading today. So, again, one man asked Srila Prabhupada, why do you blindly reject the material world? Then Prabhupada said, then you should also not blindly reject Krishna because you do not know anything about Krishna. That is also a blind faith. Without knowing anything about Krishna and the spiritual life, when a person is rejecting the spiritual life, then that is also a blind faith, isn't it? In fact, that is the blind faith. Although we are rejecting the material world, although we have not experienced everything about the material world, people may say you are putting blind faith. But then this is not blind faith, because we are putting faith in the words of the learned people, like Lord Brahma, who is the secondary creator, and the primary creator, Lord Krishna himself. But then those people who are rejecting Krishna, who are rejecting the spiritual life without trying to understand anything about the spiritual life, such people are actually putting blind faith. So it is very important. Like once, actress asked Srila Prabhupada, she said that you say Krishna is beautiful, but then this material world is not beautiful. How can you say like that? So Prabhupada said, you may be a beautiful actress. You are beautiful, but then your stool is not beautiful. Is your stool beautiful? So similarly, this point is very important. Sometimes people think that unless we experience miseries, we cannot, at present my life is going nicely. I am getting whatever I want. So why should I be so pessimistic that this material world is miserable? Why should I think so negatively? Once Srila Prabhupada was going from Mayapur to Calcutta. So on the way, there was an accident. There was commotion there. And then the vehicle stopped. So there was a very gruesome accident. A devotee was sitting there along with Srila Prabhupada. He saw that one person's brain had completely come out. Then he said, Srila Prabhupada, oh, this material world is so miserable. So much of like padam padam yad vipadam natesham. At every step there is danger. Then Prabhupada said, even if you do not see this accident, you should be convinced of the fact that this material world is miserable. So you should not wait for an opportunity that unless I see, go through some miseries, that then only I'll get convinced that this material world is miserable. Don't look for that. You will get miseries. So better have faith in the words of Krishna and accept that. And then try to prepare for going back to the spiritual world. In fact, this principle of fear and anxiety, how it is pervading all over the world, it is very nicely described in one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in which Lord Shiva is saying, Atatvam asino brahman paramatmam vipaschitam vishvam rudrabhayadvastam akutaschidbhayagatihi. Lord Shiva is saying, all learned persons know you as the supreme Brahman and the super soul. Although the entire universe is afraid of Lord Rudra, vishvam rudrabhayadvastam, the entire universe is afraid of Lord Rudra. But who ultimately annihilates everything. But for the learned devotees, you are the fearless destination of all. So here, Lord Shiva is saying, the entire world, actually people are afraid that, okay, I may lose. Because material world, everything is temporary. So whatever we have, it is actually temporary in nature. So people are always afraid, what if I lose this? They are trying to protect. They are in so much of anxiety to maintain their wealth, opulence, etc. So this fear principle is actually pervading all over the world. In fact, these four activities, eating, mating, sleeping and fearing, out of these four, fear principle is the that is the all pervading. That is the most that is like a most prominent, because one does not know what is going to come next. What is going to come tomorrow? That is why fear principle is most prominent, and everyone is afraid, afraid of Lord Rudra who annihilates everything. But here Prabhupada makes an interesting point. In fact, Lord Shiva is speaking of fear of Rudra. Lord Shiva is actually known as Rudra. There are actually 11 Rudras who are actually given the task of annihilating the whole universe at the time of when the universal time ends, at the end of the Lord Brahma's day, the end of the Lord Brahma's life. So there are 11 Rudras who are the service of annihilating. But then, not only all the living entities in the world, they are actually afraid of Lord Rudra, even each of this individual Rudra is afraid of another Rudra. Even these Rudras who are given the charge of annihilating the material cosmic manifestation, even those Rudras are afraid of other Rudras. So that is how the fear is actually pervading the whole material world. Even those people who are actually given the who have the power to annihilate the universe, they are also afraid. But then, the learned devotees who have taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, such devotees are never afraid. Vishvam rudrabhayat dvastam akutaschit bayagatihi. But the learned devotees are not afraid, because such devotees they have taken complete shelter of the Supreme Lord. And Krishna promises, Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashyati. So we are not like, we have to be, initially the impetus for performing devotional service is fear of this material world, that fear of miseries. Oh, this world is a place of miseries. But then that is not the highest motive for performing devotional service. One has to come above that. When one has to take complete shelter of the Supreme Lord, and then when a person takes complete shelter of the Supreme Lord, then he becomes completely fearless. So one has to transform that motivation for performing devotional service from fear to love. So this principle is very nicely described by Lord Shiva. He describes about the character of the devotees. He says, Narayana para sarve na kutaschana babhyati swarga apavarga narakeshu apitulyartha darshanah. He says, Narayana para sarve, those devotees who have taken complete shelter of the Supreme Lord Narayan, they do not fear anything. Na kutaschana bibhyati swarga apavarga narakeshu, they are not fearful of going to the heavenly planets, nor do they fear going to the, they do not desire going to the heavenly planets, they do not desire liberation, nor are they afraid of going to the hellish planets. Api tulyartha darshana, such devotees are very rare. So even heavenly planets is miserable. Like heavenly planets, although it is actually filled with lot of enjoyment, it will cause the greatest misery. Because when a person goes to the heavenly planet, then when his pious credits are over, then he has to again come back to the material world. He has to again come back to the earthly planet. And especially when a person is used to so much of happiness, so much of opulence, and then suddenly when it is taken away, that will cause such a misery. Suppose, like, there is a typical example, like during the freedom fight, there was a politician called Chittaranjan Das, C.R. Das. He was working for the British government. He was earning he was earning thousands of rupees in the 1930s and 40s. That was his salary. It's like earning like present day's annual salary, something like lakhs and crores of rupees. He was earning like tens and thousand rupees per month salary from the British government. But then he joined the Congress. And out of force, he actually gave up that job from the British government, because the freedom movement, one should not, part of the freedom movement, no one would take actually job from the British government. So he was forced to leave this job. And then he took up job in the Congress, and he was just paid like few hundred rupees per month salary, some 500 rupees. It was much less than what he was earning from the British government. So just because of that sudden change in the salary, he went into so much of depression and he died within few months or few years. Similarly, when a person goes to the spirit, heavenly planet, and then suddenly when his pious credits are almost going to get over, then his garlands will start fading. In the heavenly planets, one's garlands will never fade. And then when the lifetime, the pious credits are about to get over, then the garlands will start fade. And you will understand, I have to leave this heavenly planet. Then within few days, he'll leave from the heavenly planet, he'll come back again to the earthly planet. So because of that, such a person goes through so much of misery, because there is sudden change in the comfort level. But then, the pure devotees of the Lord, they are not performing devotional service because of fear of miseries in the material world. They neither desire spiritual world, nor do they desire liberation, nor are they afraid of going to the hellish planets. Such devotees are very rare. In fact, this principle that how the devotees actually do not desire anything is again very nicely described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Lord Brahma describes the spiritual world, like, so okay, we hear about this material world, how it is a place of misery. But then, there is also information about the spiritual world, how there is so much of opulence. It is described, Shri Rupini Konayati Charana Ravindam Leelam Bujena Hari Sadmani Mukta Dosha Sammarjativa Spatika Kudya Upeta Hemni Sammarjativa Yadanugrahena Yatna. In the spiritual world, it is described, the ladies in the Vaikuntha planets, they are so beautiful and they are engaged in, they are actually having all the goddess of, they are actually as beautiful as the goddess of fortune. So all these goddess of fortune, they are engaged in sweeping the floors of the spiritual world. Which are those floors of the spiritual world, they are actually made out of precious gems. They are made out of precious gems and emeralds and rubies, diamonds, etc. So there is actually no dust in the spiritual world. But then these ladies of the spiritual world, they are engaged in cleaning the spiritual world, although there is no dust. Because they want to attract the favor of the Supreme Lord. And it is described that in the material world, the goddess of fortune is known as Chanchal, one who does not stay at a place. She does not stay at a place permanently. That is why sometimes somebody is rich and he loses his property. He becomes pauper. So Lakshmi does not stay at a place permanently. That is why she is known as Chanchal. But then people in the material world are seeking after the favor of Lakshmi Devi. But then this Lakshmi Devi, he is engaged in sweeping the floors of the spiritual world. Because she is not satisfied. She is not satisfied with anything but the favor of the Supreme Lord. She only wants the favor of the Supreme Lord. Although she possesses all the wealth, she is not satisfied with it. She seeks only the favor of the Supreme Lord. But although Lakshmi Devi is seeking the favor of the Lord, but all the people in the material world, they are actually seeking the favor of Lakshmi Devi. And that favor which they seek from the Lakshmi Devi, which is only going to be temporary. So in the spiritual world, even the person who is the most wealthiest person, normally he is not seen to be engaged in menial service. But then Lakshmi Devi, who possesses all the wealth, she is engaged in menial service in order to attract the favor of the Lord. So that is the nature of the people. In fact, Lord Brahma says, after describing the material world, it is very much regrettable that unfortunate people do not discuss the description of the Vaikuntha planets, but engage in topics which are unworthy to hear, which bewilder one's intelligence. Those who give up the topics of Vaikuntha and take to talk of the material world are thrown into the darkest region of ignorance. Lord Brahma is saying, he is actually taking pity on the people of the material world. Taking pity on the materialists who reject the topics of the spiritual world and they discuss about the topics of the material world. So every person has to discuss about somebody or other. If you don't talk about Krishna, We'll be talking about some actors or actresses or some film stars or some sports stars. So one cannot avoid discussing about something, somebody or other. Like recently, like one famous celebrity, he died, and all over the world, people were mourning for his death. But then, he was such an impious person. This particular person had hatred towards another great celebrity in America. He had so much of hatred, he wanted to actually do some harm to this particular celebrity. So he went to a tantric person who does some black magic, and then he wanted to do black magic against this particular other celebrity with whom he is having so much of hatred. So as part of the black magic, this the black magician, he said that you have to, in order to do the ritual, you have to bathe in the blood of cow. So in order to perform the ritual, this particular person, he had to kill something like 46 cows to take out the blood of the cows and to bathe in that blood of the cow and to perform the ritual. And this particular person, who is so impious, who is, people are mad after such kind of rock stars, and they are being celebrated all over the world. On the other hand, when instead of hearing about the impious actor, we have to hear about the pious actor. Who is that pious actor? So that is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Maitreya Rishi is saying, Ekanta labam vachasonu pumsam sushloka mauler gunavadam ahu shrutescha vidvad virupakritayam kata sudayam upasamprayogam. Maitreya Rishi is saying, Ekanta labam vachasonu pumsam. The highest perfectional gain of humanity can be achieved by hearing about the activities of the pious actor, Sushloka Maule. So we have to talk about some actor. You have to decide whether you want to talk about the impious actor or the pious actor. All the magazines are filled with the discussions and the activities of impious actors. So when you discuss about the activities of the impious actors, so you will simply rot in the material world. But when we discuss about the activities of the pious actor, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sushloka Maule, then what will be the gain? Ekanta labam. One will get the highest perfectional gain. Shrutescha vidvadbi rupakritayam. Such discussions and such activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such activities of the pious actor, they are very nicely compiled in the Vedic literatures by the great sages. Shrutescha vidvadbi, by the great learned sages. Upakritayam kata sudayam upar samprayogam. So when we bring our ear to such descriptions of the pious actor, then that is the real perfection of the ear. Kata sudayam. That is like pouring nectar in the ear. So if you want to go back to the spiritual world, if you want to get the highest perfectional gain, we just have to hear about the activities of the pious actor and reject the activities of the impious actors. So today we discussed about how this material world is a place of misery. the different examples, we saw that how this material world, pleasure is, pain is prominent, although you may have so much of pleasure, and you may have some pleasure, then you may have a lot of misery, but then that pleasure will be insignificant compared to those miseries. So that is why Krishna clearly says that right from the Brahma Loka to the lowest planet, Abrahma Bhavana Loka, Punar Avartin Arjuna, every place is filled with misery. But then, we also talked about how the initially when a person takes a devotional service, this principle of fear is the most predominating factor. Okay, I am so much of fear, so much of misery is there in my life, I am so much of fearful of so many things, let me take to devotional service. But then, one has to go beyond that and come to the platform of love. And then we saw that how this fear principle is all pervading. Even the Rudras who are in charge of annihilating, they are fearful of other Rudras. On the other hand, those devotees who are devoted to Lord Narayan, they are not fearful of even the hellish planets. And then we saw in the spiritual world how the most wealthiest person, Lakshmi Devi, whose favor everyone is seeking after, even she is actually engaged in sweeping the floors of the spiritual world, although there is no dust. Because spiritual world is filled with so much of opulence, filled with so much of emeralds and rubies, there is no need to sweep. So, Lakshmi Devi is seeking of the favor of the Supreme Lord. And then we finally saw that in order to go back to the spiritual world, one has to discuss, one has to simply hear about the Supreme Lord. So this principle of hearing is inevitable. One has to either hear about impious actors or pious actors. So better take to the description of hearing about the pious actor. Sushloka Maulair Gunavada Mahu. So then one will get the highest perfectional gain of humanity. So if anybody has any one question, we'll take it. Otherwise, stop. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.